Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. We begin the new Perek with the following introduction. So we learned in the previous Perek that the Karban Pesach could be brought even if it's Shabbos, right? And our Mishnah is going to discuss now that what are the components of the Karban Pesach that could push off Shabbos, and what are the components that can't. So we're going to discuss it right now. Let's see. Here we go. Eilu Devar Pesach. These are the things by the Karban Pesach that are dochen as a Shabbos, that will push off Shabbos. That means even if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos and you have to bring your Karban Pesach, you could do it on Shabbos, you know, and push off the mitzvah of Shabbos for the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. And these are they. Shechi Tasa, the shechting of the Karban. U Zrigas Damo, and the spritching of its blood on the Mizbeach. These two avodos, these two parts of the service, so it's impossible to do it before Shabbos, because before Shabbos it's not Erev Pesach. You're supposed to do it on Erev Pesach on the 14th day of Nisan. And you can't do it Mochi Shabbos, right? Because there's a mitzvah that says Beyom. You have to bring a carbon during the day. You can't bring a carbon at night. So you left off that you have to bring it on the 14th day, Erev Pesach, which is when, if it falls out on Shabbos, then it's on Shabbos. And you have no choice. You have to bring it on Shabbos. And therefore you can bring it on Shabbos. And the truth is that this is all for the shechita, for the shechting. You could do the slaughtering on Shabbos. The actual spritching really is not a problem anyway. You could spritz blood on Shabbos. But it's just brought down agav the shechita. Okay, what else can you do? You could also do umichoi kravav. Nikoi b'ni ha'ma'ayim in a parish shepetocham sheminiach avodah zehu ad la'ayav yisvich ha'ma'ayim. So basically, you could clean out the innards from the excrement of the animal, because if you pushed it off till Motzi Shabbos, if you clean it out Motzi Shabbos, by the time Motzi Shabbos comes around, it's going to make the innards all disgusting and gross. So the cleaning of the excrement could be done also on Shabbos. The hekter chalavav, you could burn the fats on the Mizbeach on Shabbos as well. And even though technically the burning of the fats you could also do at night, that you could do at night. Nevertheless, since the mitzvah is so chaviv, it's so beloved to the person to do it in the right time, and the ikar mitzvah is to do it during the day, so since they already shechted it, right, and the shechting, we said already, is docha Shabbos, because we don't shecht at night, so the burning of the fats also would be docha Shabbos, you do it during Shabbos. So these are all things, parts of the carbon that would push off Shabbos, and you can do it during Shabbos. Aval tziliyas, or the roasting of the carbon Pesach, that technically you could do Motzi Shabbos. Fadachas karavav, or the rinsing out of its innards with water to clean it out from the shiari hefresh, meaning like the leftovers of the excrement, meaning the excrement would do two different processes of the cleaning, a more extreme one and then a more light one. So the more extreme one, you have to clean it right away. But the more light one, that if you left it till the evening, so we're not worried so much, it'll start turning sour or stuff like that. So then these components, the roasting and the leftover of the cleaning, and in the Ochanas of Shabbos will not push off Shabbos, and rather you do these parts of the Karban on Matzi Shabbos. What about Hakravaso? If Hakravaso is if you have to schlep the Karban on your shoulder to bring it into the Azara. So you may have to walk by a Rosh Hashanah and you can't carry in a Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. Or Vasa Michutz Tchum, or if a person's bringing the Karban from outside of the boundaries of the city of Shabbos, so you can't come in, can't be carrying it, right? V'chatichas Yabalto, or if a person has to cut off a wart on the Karban, because if it has a wart, it's considered a Baal Mum, it's a blemish, you can't bring it as a Karban. So you have to cut off the wart prior to the sacrifice. So these things, Ein Dochen Esa Shabbos, does not push off Shabbos. Why? Because all these things you could have done them before Shabbos, and therefore it won't push off Shabbos. And Rabbi Yezer says that these things Dochen, no. Carrying it on your shoulder, and bringing it from outside the Tchum, outside the boundaries of the city, and cutting off the wart, is actually, according to Rabbi Yezer, it would push off Shabbos, because Rabbi Yezer holds that the machshiri mitzvah, like the secondary components of the mitzvah, is also the mitzvah of Shabbos, just like the karbans. That's Rabbi Yezer's opinion. But the Tanakhama is going to say that no, these things, since technically you could be doing it before Shabbos, so therefore don't do it on Shabbos. And that concludes Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis is going to be a long conversation back and forth with various Tanam on this subject. So let's see. Amar Rebbe Yezer, says Rebbe Yezer, V'alai dinhu, is it not a kal v'chomer? I'll show you from logic, you know, that the malacha, the work, she'enan ela, it's only on a rabbinic level. So let's say you have something, right, which is only prohibited on a rabbinic level. Mutul lasosan b'karban Pesach v'Shabbos, af b'she'efshal lasosan kodem v'Shabbos. So what he's saying is like this. Rabbi Ezra wants to show from logic that even things that would be prohibited on Shabbos on a rabbinic level that has to do with the Karban Pesach can be done on Shabbos from the following logic. Let's see. Ma im shchita, just like the shechting, shehi mishum malacha, it's a full Torah prohibition to be done on Shabbos, right? Nevertheless, doches a Shabbos, we know that shchita is one of the 39 malachos. Yet, and even though it's on a Torah level, it pushes off Shabbos because you could shecht the Karban Pesach. So then, elu, these things, shehein mishum shavuos, that are only rabbinic, meaning like we said in the previous Mishnah, carrying the thing on your shoulder, or, you know, cutting off the wart, they're only rabbinic, right? So all the more so, lo yidchu es ha-Shabbos. They should not push off Shabbos. So he says, hey, look, I have great logic. If Torah prohibitions like shechting will push off Shabbos, all the more so rabbinic prohibitions like removing a wart or carrying something in the on Shabbos should also be permitted on Shabbos, and that's why he wants to say that you could do these things on Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua responds to Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean? Yom Tov Yochiach. That's not good logic, it's not a good Kal V'chomer. Because look at Yom Tov. By Yom Tov, Shetu Bo Mishum Malacha, right? These things, Shedvarim Shem Malacha, you go on Shechita, Bishul, Shechting, or cooking, right? We permit these things on Yom Tov because it's for eating, right? On Yom Tov, you could shecht or cook if it's in order to eat, right? We know that. So yet, v'asabo mishum shavus, for example, to bring a animal outside of the tchum, outside of the border, in order to eat it on Yom Tov, is also asr. Even the alphabisha, right? Right, what's going on over here? If you think about it, you could do things like shechting and cooking on Yom Tov if it's for food, but yet you can't bring a carbon, you can't bring a regular, you know, animal from outside the border into your town on Shabbos, even if it's for eating, even if carrying, you know, from the outside the border is rabbinic, because that part you could have done before Shabbos. So here you see that on Yom Tov, something like, you know, cooking or shechting is permitted, but something that's rabbinic, right? Why? Because anyways, Yom Tov, it's permitted to do these things because it's in order to eat, and ochel nefesh, to cook on Yom Tov, is permitted, right? But yet, something like rabbinic, like bringing the animal to the regular food, right? From outside the border, we prohibit. Why? I is rabbinic. Because you should have done it before Yom Tov. So he says, your logic of Yeshua is no good. It doesn't work. If you could do it before Yom Tov, I don't care what it is. You should have done it before Yom Tov, and therefore you can't do it now on Yom Tov. And then same thing on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos if you could have done it before Shabbos. So Amar Rav Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer responds back to Rabbi Yeshua, Mazeh, what's going on? Yehoshua, well, what are you telling me? Mar Raya Rishus LaMitzvah, what kind of proof are you bringing from a Rishus, from something which is like an option, to a mitzvah, which is a positive mitzvah? Meaning, eating on Yom Tov is just a nice thing. You know, you eat. It's not a mitzvah to eat. Whereas a Karban Pesach, the Karban's a big mitzvah. So how could you bring me a Raya that you can't, you know, bring regular food from outside the Tchum, you know, on Yom Tov, where that's just an option, it's like a reshus, to something, you know, le'isr shavus b'dvar shemitzvah, to something which would be rabbinic regarding a mitzvah. And therefore, bringing an animal as a korban, which is a mitzvah, is rabbinic, but it should be waived on Shabbat because it's a mitzvah. And on Yom Tov, you see, you can't bring an animal on Yom Tov from Atzat Tzchum, because that's not a mitzvah, it's the reshus. He says, I don't like your logic. And so what was Rabbi Yeshua thinking? Rabbi Yeshua says that no, that Lamaya says, Simchas Yom Tov, the joy of Yom Tov is a mitzvah. And therefore, you know, your food that you're eating, you know, is also considered a mitzvah. It may not be a karban, but it's also considered a mitzvah. And you see, it's a mitzvah, and it's a rabbinic restriction to bring an animal from outside the tchum, and yet we prohibit it. So again, he wants to say that the rabbinic components of this karban Pesach should also be prohibited on Shabbos as well. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, Heshev Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva responds for Rabbi Yezer. And he says, Hazat Ochiach, look at Hazal, look at the spritching, right? He says, if a person became tamei from a dead person, so the rule is you take the water with the ashes of the Parah Aduma and you spritch it on him on the third day and on the seventh day of his tumah. And the rule is if the seventh day fell out on Shabbos, right, which was Erev Pesach, you don't spritch on him. Even though Shehi Mitzvah, right, there's a mitzvah here, because when you spritz it on him, it makes him, you know, permissible to bring the carbon Pesach now, because now he's tar. And now if you don't spritz it on him, he'll be tummy and he can't bring the carbon Pesach. So it's a mitzvah. And v'himishim shvos, the whole problem of spritzing, you know, on Shabbos is a prohibition only on a rabbinic level. Because it looks like you're metakin adam, you're like fixing a person, like fixing a utensil. You're fixing the person because you're breaking him from tummy to tar, right? So the prohibition is rabbinic. It is a mitzvah because it makes a person eligible to bring the carbon Pesach. And yet, v'enadoch is a Shabbos. It doesn't push off Shabbos, right? We don't spritz the person on Shabbos. So you see over here, you have a mitzvah. It's rabbinic, and it's not going to push off Shabbos. Avata, you too also, Rabbi Eliezer. Atisma al elu. What are you saying that, you know, you're saying it's permitted to do rabbinic, you know, restrictions that are a mitzvah for the Karban Pesach on Shabbos, like removing a wart or bringing it from outside the Tuchum? Mitzvah, even though they're a mitzvah for the Karban Pesach, and they're only rabbinic, right? Still, lo yitchus Shabbos, they shouldn't push off Shabbos. It's like this Rika, they're spritzing out this person to make him tar, is not pushing off Shabbos. Amalar Eliezer, Eliezer responds back to Akiva. V'ala anida. He says, "What do you mean? I'll say to you the same kal v'chomer I said earlier. The same logic I said earlier. Umam shkita shimishim malacha doch to Shabbos. That shkita shechting to one of the 39 malachos, the Torah prohibition, and yet it pushes off Shabbos to shecht the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. So hazah the shpritching, which is only rabbinic, shimishim shvus, it's only a rabbinic restriction. And who danger doch to Shabbos? There's all the more so that should be permitted on Shabbos." Rabbi Kiva responds back to Rabbi Yezer, "Ay chilif." He says, take your logic, take your galvachom and throw it around. Don't say that, look, shchit is permitted, so this, you know, the spritching, the hazah should be permitted. Say the opposite. Mayim hazah shimishim shvos of hazah. Spritching is only rabbinic. And yet, ain't a docha, it's a Shabbos, doesn't push off Shabbos. So shchita, shechting shimishim malach, it's a Torah prohibition. And it didn't shalot hitachas Shabbos. Well, more so, you know, it shouldn't be pushing off Shabbos. So take your logic and spin it around. And why should you say, look, we waive the rule by a Torah prohibition, so too by a rabbinic prohibition, meaning we permit shechita, let's permit the other rabbinic restrictions of removing the wart to carrying it from out of town. Rabbi Kiva says, it's the opposite. Look, we prohibited removing the wart. We prohibited it from bringing it from out of town, even though it's rabbinic. And let's go ahead now and prohibit the shechting. He says, flip it around. Amalor Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer responds to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, akarta mashkas of the Torah. According to you, you're going to uproot that which it says in the Torah. Because it says, Bein ha'arbayim b'moado, in the evening, b'moado, in its time. What's in its time? Bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, that when the 14th day falls out, and it's going to be Erev Pesach, you have to shecht it. Whether it's during the week, whether it's on Shabbos. So you see that it's learned out from a pasuk that you have to shecht it on Shabbos. You have to, and therefore, of course, the shechita would be pushing off Shabbos. So don't tell me this because you can't do the hazah, the spritzing on Shabbos, you can't do the shechita. Of course you do the shechita. We have to do the shechita in the right time, even if it's on Shabbos. Amalor, Rabbi Kiva responds back to Eliezer, Rabbi, havali moed, bring me a yamtif le'elu k'moed l'shechita. What he means is like this, that, you know, granted, you know, shechita has a specific time, it has to be done on Erev Pesach, whether it's during the week, whether it's on Shabbos. But other things like bringing the animal, removing a wart, there's no specific time for that. So you should have done it before Pesach, before Shabbos. And therefore, again, this heter shouldn't extend to these things that could have been done before Shabbos. So after all of this back and forth, the Mishnah finally concludes with the following principle. And this really wraps up the whole Mishnah. Klal Amar Bekiva. Bekiva gives the rule. Kol Malacha, any kind of work. She'ev Shalas, or some Erev Shabbos. He could have done it before Shabbos. Ein adoch as a Shabbos, will not push off Shabbos. For example, carrying the carbon Pesach on your shoulders, or or bringing it from outside the tchum, or removing a wart. Any of these three things, since you could have done it from Erev Shabbos, it's not going to push off Shabbos. But of course, shechita, the shechting, you can't do it before Shabbos, because it's got to be done in the right time. The time is Erev Pesach. And if Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, so then you're stuck, you gotta do it then. So then Dochas or Shabbos, then it'll push off Shabbos, because it has to be done on the exact days. It's learned out of a pasuk. And that would be even on Shabbos. And this is how we pasuk like Rabbi Akiva. That as long as it's something that you could do, you know, before Shabbos, then do it before Shabbos. But if you can't, then that's what you do it on Shabbos. But don't stretch out your heter, the things that you could have been doing it before Shabbos, to do it on Shabbos as well. And that wraps up Mishnah Beis.